You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Toiva. I want to Be'ez Hashem dwell today in a sugya, a little difficult sugya. Trying to still understand it myself, but maybe Siyata Dishmaya with Tzibur, try to get a little bit of a Havana, based on what we saw in the different Sfarim. We'll start with it with a Shaila, which is an interesting question, that we find in Rosh Hashanah the idea of Simonim. We do Simonim Milsi. I discussed in the Shir on Sunday that the problem in Halacha with Simonim is really the Tafiyami today. Yeah. What about Nichush? How do you put together Simonim and Nichush? So, the Mefarshim explain it. We'll get to the hopefully later in the Shir to the Pshat of the Maharal. That there's somehow, with some reason, the simonim in Rosh Hashanah doesn't have the issue of nichush. So we have some simonim. You want to do some simonim. You want to bring some kind of a good sky to the world. You want to try to say some kind of a concept that something is happening over here. But what the interesting thing is that the only place we find simonim in any one of the mu'adim that we have is only in Rosh Hashanah. You don't have simonim on Sukkot. You don't have simonim in Pesach, right? Adarabah, my father told me this week that Rav Moshe Shapiro told him that he has Rav Hutner, so we know that in Pesach, nidoyim al tzvua, that's when you're being judged on, right, on the grain, and what's going to grow, on the produce. And what do we eat at Pesach? Lechem oini. Isn't it a simon ra? Adarabah, it sounds like, not only that we don't do simonim, we don't care so much about simonim. So what's the idea of the simon Rosh Hashanah? So maybe based on what we're learning today, try to get this a little Havana in that.
That was his question, that was his answer. What
did Rav Hutner say? Rav did not answer.
I know he just asked the question.
Moshe asked the question, Rav Hutner did not answer. So what I want to try to get into is the pshat that the Gaon Mevilna says in a few places regarding the din of Rosh Hashanah. The Gaon is in Shulchan Aruch, in the Bureau of Gaon Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, the Gaon says it. And also, it's brought down in the Likutei Agro, the Ksav Yad, where he says a little lengthier Lashon. And Likutei Agro, what we have, is also is not direct Talmud, but Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, which was one of the explained out of the Gaon, so he gives a little more of one over there. And finally, it's brought down also in the Yoel Oyer. So, the Gaon points out, he really brings a question. We'll start with the question and see what we can do. The Gaon says, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that you have Shloisha Sfar Niftachim. We spoke about it last week a little bit. Omer Yogan Shloisha Sfar Niftachim, Rosh Hashanah, Chad Shabishoyin Gmurim, Chad Shasadiki Gmurim, Chad Shabinoinim. So you have three Sfar Niftachim. Tzadiki Gmurim, Nichtom, Nichtom, Le'altar, Le'chaim. Rishoyin Gmurim, Nichtom, Nichtom, Le'altar, Le'miso. So the Gemara tells us there's a difference between a tzaddik and Rosh Hashanah. We know the three books, the three svarim. Rosh Hashanah, you have the tzaddikim, the nichtam l'chaim. The rishayim, nichtam l'misa. Beinunim, the tluim v'yoidim yom kippurim, zochu nichtam l'chaim. Lo yizochu nichtam l'misa. So you have three svarim. The tzaddikim is right away. The rishayim is right away. The beinunim stands for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So a push-up shot sounds that the whole Sesame Chua that we have and that we're dealing with is only for Beinonim. Because Tzadikim and Rosh Hashanah, it's over. Tzadikim and Rosh Hashanah is done, Rishayim is done. The only thing we have here is Beinonim. So that's obviously it's one thing, it's a little hard to understand the whole Sesame Chua, you're going to Yom Kippur, Tzadikim and Rishayim are done. But what disturbs the Goyim is that the Gemara before the Gemara? How does this parak? The parak, I'm quoting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in Daf Tzayin. Tzayin is the Daf that speaks about all the different inyanim you have in Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah starts at Tzayin with Aleph. Ba'arba prokim oilim nidur. There's four yimei din. You have Pesach, Tvua, Tzeres, Pesahilon, Rosh Hashanah, Kol bayoilim oivin lefonik pnei marim. So everybody comes in front of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara goes ahead and then it speaks about three different shittas, who agrees with the Mishnah, does not agree with the Mishnah. And the Gemara says that everybody agrees to the following sentence. Gemara says, Hakol nidoyinim b'Rosh Hashanah, Hakol nidoyinim b'Rosh Hashanah, v'gzardin shalem nechtam yom kippurim. Everybody's nidoyinim b'Rosh Hashanah, gzardin yom kippurim. The Gemara says, does that apply to the Tvuah? Does that apply to Parasailon? Does that apply to the other things in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's a machlokes. But the Adam, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara goes on to explain the other shitas in the Gemara, they all agree that Adam, Kolim Nidayim B'Rosh Hashanah, the Gzaidin Shalom Nechtam Yom Kippurim. Tzad Roshah goes to Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara brings regarding Adam, Adam, the Gemara brings later that the Arab Mishnah goes like Tadir Rabbi Shual, Adam Nidayim B'Rosh Hashanah, the Gzaidin Shalom Nechtam Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says like a general rule, Rosh Hashanah starts, Yom Kippur ends. Says the Goyim, one second. Not everybody's Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Tzadikim Rishayim or not. Tzadikim Rishayim Nechtam Yom Kippur. So why are you telling me over here that you have Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur? How do you put that together? So says the Goyim, a big Yisoid. Famous Yisoid, famous known idea that the Goyim says, which needs a lot of explanation. The Goyim says, there's two things. There's something called the din lo'ilum habo, and there's something called the din lo'ilum hazeh. Person is judged in two different judgments. One judgment is lo'ilum habo. The other judgment is lo'ilum hazeh. And therefore what? When the Gemara tells you that tzaddikim and rishayim, they right away in Rosh Hashanah everything is over, that's the din lo'ilum habo. And then binayim after Yom Kippur. The din of Olam Hazeh, everybody's the same thing. You start Rosh Hashanah and you end in Yom Kippur. So when the Gemara tells you everybody goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it's right, it's correct. Everybody goes from Yom Kippur. Legab Olam Hazeh, it's regarding Olam Hazeh. But when you're speaking about Olam Haba, that's when you have a difference between Rishayim, Tzadiki, and Beinim. That's a whole difference. And that's what the Goyin says. And it's very hard to understand this Goyin. First of all, what do you mean you have din olam hazeh and din olam haba? What, we're dividing olam hazeh and olam haba? You mean, l'chor, you have one thing. You have one pathway going from here to there. Right? What do you mean you have a din here and din there? don't we always learn the olam hazeh is the building blocks to olam haba? Right? We always mention over here that if we don't call the next world olam hahu. And Lashon HaKodesh should have been, or Moshe, you should mention that. If you have Olam Hazeh, you have this world. So if you have the other world, what it should have been? Olam Ahu. You have this world, you have that world. You don't call it that way. You say Olam Hazeh, and you have Olam Haba. Haba means, right, the one who's preceding, the one who's coming after. The next stage after Olam Hazeh is Olam Haba. So what do you mean you have a Din Olam Hazeh and you have a Din Olam Haba? I don't understand that. And right, so that's the number one thing. How do you have a din lo'ilam haba? The second thing is, what do you mean you have a din lo'ilam haba? Right, lo'ilam haba is not yet. Adam is l'chor is way too early. The hasid lover there will be a din lo'ilam haba. It's brought down in the name of the Brisker Rav that the I think Rav Yitzchak brings it in the Ma'amar Rosh Hashanah that it says that by when Shaul went to speak, he wanted to get Shmuel. Now he tells us that he went to ask Be'oiv, right? That's what brought down also in Nafyoimi now. Went to ask Be'oiv, wanted to speak to the dead, so he brought Shmuel up, right, from the dead. God wanted that woman that does it. So when he brought that Shmuel Be'oiv, Shmuel was very scared, says the Gemara. Why? Because Shmuel was Choshesh, maybe he's called Ledin. Maybe he's being called for judgment. Says the Biskarov, in the name of Reb Chaim, so I don't understand. What do you mean? Shmuel was already in Shemayim for years. He went to Shemayim, everything was over, he was Nidon, he went to, you know, like of Adam Nidon when he comes to Shemayim. So you see from here that the Din HaGadol, the big Din, is only the end of the Mashiach. When you get to the end of the days, that's going to be the Din, and that's when everything is going to be judged. But until then, things are still, you know, yeah, there's some Dinim people get, some obviously reward and punishment, but it's not the ultimate one. So what does it mean you right now need the Lo'ilam Haba? It's not here. Right? It's not even, we're not even close. So what's shot in the garden? You have a din lo mazeh, din lo haba.
But you could also ask the same question. Let's say a person gets judged at 20, maybe just for kare's sake. Then what happens by, if he was already judged, then what happens when he's 21?
Oh, very good. Very good. Another act there.
All of those still
a vow that we know a person is living his life, that's very, really, really part of the same question we asked before.
Right.
I mean, you're in the middle of the process. A person, let's say, was a rasha for 30 years. So his nidr, that nidr, then he's going to get, then he did tshuva, then what are you doing right now? It's too early. Right? Well, what do you mean you have a din loyla mazen, din loyla abo? How do you stream that together? And avada, what you need to understand is why should it be a difference between the two dinim? Then olam abo, then you have a difference. Sadiqim is right away, Rishayim is right away, and Beinayim wait. And olam mazay, everybody goes for a shot Yom Kippur. What's shot in that? How do you understand this? So they're trying to give us a little bit of a kivun, a little bit of a direction of what's shot. We started mentioning last week the idea that Rav Moshe always mentioned regarding the Shloisha Sorim Niftachim. So we'll just review that for 1 minute. The Rambam tells us, how do you weigh Sorim Niftachim? How do you weigh the who's a tzaddik, who's a rasha, who's a benoni? So the Rambam says, if it's a person who's rubei schuyos, majority of schusim, he's a tzaddik. A majority of a veiris, of a voinus, he's a rasha. Mechtzal, mechtzal benoni. So, except the fact that to go and measure mechtzal, mechtzal, something which is very, what do you mean? So, what's a benoni? Benoni is a guy who has the exactly amount of mitzvahs than a veiris. Very hard to understand. But, why are we going based on majority? I mean, Adam nidoin and everybody said mitzvah that he does. As we mentioned, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody's nidoin. So, what do you mean you go based on majority? So, Rav Moshe explained, the idea is, the majority here doesn't mean the amount, the number of mitzvahs compared to the number of averus. We're speaking here about the Adam. What does he belong to? Does he belong to? What is he shaykh to? Is he belong to the side of mitzvahs, or he belongs to the side of averus? Who is he? Is he a tzaddik or a rasha? Hey, brother Raya, the Ran and Kiddushin that says, the Ran asked the Ram and the Kiddushin, how can it be that a person says, Harem Mikudesh Asli, Al-Machani Tzadik Gomor, where it says Mikudesh Misafik, she's made Mikudesh, Shema Hira Tshuva Believer. How can you be Mehar Tshuva Believer? What about if you do? You're missing the process of Tshuva. So according to this idea is to, a person can make himself either a Tzadik or a Rasha, where he belongs to. That's a split second. Then you have to be judged in every Maisa and Maisa. But a person, the din of Rosh Hashanah is where he belongs to. Brought a mashal to it in the shir on Sunday, that sometimes, I heard it from a mechanech, sometimes you have two people, right? And they are in the same place in life. They're doing the same ma'isim. They learn a little bit, you know, they daven, someone a kavana, they're makbid in many mitzvahs, you know, they're basically around the same place. But they're in two different directions. One of them, he is Oyleh, in the middle of Aliyah. He was right, he was further away, and he's slowly growing, progressing, doing Steigen in Mitzvahs. The other one is the opposite. He was much firmer, he was much greater. He's going down. Right now they're in the same place, but they don't belong to the same place. They don't belong to the same ship. One is a Tzadik, one is a Rasha. So that's how Rav Moshe explained the idea of the Rambam, that Shlosh Yisrael Niftachim. Who do you belong to? Who are you? So the Goyen says in the Kutei Agro, based on Harav Yitzchak Zachov explains it, says when you have Sifrim Shel Tzadikim, Sifrim Shel Rishayim, very much the same idea. What is a sefer? I mean, the actual Kadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and opens a sefer in Shemaim? What does it mean it's a sefer? Because the sefer is what the Adam makes, what the Adam creates. The sefer is kivyachol, what the Adam writes during his lifetime. What does he portray? What does he bring to the world? The sefer that you have on the Shloisha Sorim Niftachim, you have a sefer of a tzaddik, a sefer of Rasha, and a Beinoni, you're talking about where is the Adam belong. The way the Rosh Hashanah Goyen says is, you have tzaddikim that belong to Gan Eden, you have Rishayim that belong to Gehenna. That's where they belong. That's their place. That's where their aspirations is. That's where they connect to. And then you have Beinoni, which are in the middle. They're like in between Gan Eden and Gehenna. The Sfar that we're talking about over here, and Olam Haba, is not a, you know, where you're going to be written, where you're going to be nidoy. But the Sfarim is, where is the Adam Shaykh to? What does he belong to? Who is he? Who is, where is he? Under which place does he go? Tzaddik, what did he create in this world right now?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now, the Leshem, Grandfather of Eliashiv, explains that when we're talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, basically going to the first question that we asked, you have a Din Olam Haba, you have a Din Olam Hazeh. Says the Leshem, what do you mean? What's the connection? What do you mean? You have two Dinim, you have two different things? Says the Leshem, it's really going to one thing. When a person, there is a cheshbon, let's call it a simple cheshbon. We have, the Gemara mentions, you have a tzaddik v'ra'alai, a rasha v'toyflai. Sometimes a tzaddik is suffering in this world. Sometimes you have a rasha who's enjoying the world. So what's the pshat? Chazal tell us, tzaddik v'ra'alai, because the shalom who wants to go and punish him right now so he can enjoy the world to come. Rasha v'toyflai, he has some rewards that need to get to, and if he has some rewards, he needs to be judged in this world. Says the Leshem, that's what, when a person has an Olam Haba, we know where he belongs to an Olam Haba. So now, you can judge his Olam Hazeh. Okay, so if he needs to, if this Rasha, his Panav, his Muyadus, he's facing to get now to Gehenoim. So now we have to see, but he does deserve some schusim. He does deserve some reward. Okay, so we'll give him the reward in Olam Hazeh. You cheshbon the Olam Hazeh based on what you know in the Olam Hazeh. Right? So first thing is, where is Adam belong to? Second thing is, how is Olam Hazeh is being connected? Now, one more thing to add to this is like this. The Goyen mentions, when he speaks about the Sfarim that we have from Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh, that for everybody who goes from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, says the Goyen, Rosh Hashanah, it's written. Nichtavim Rosh Hashanah, everybody's written Rosh Hashanah. Then you have 10 days, basically, until Yom Kippur to change it, until the Chasima. As we all know, you have Rosh Hashanah, then you get able to change it to the Chasima. The Goyen sends us to the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara over there discusses the difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. A Yachid does Tshuva, a Tzibur does Tshuva. And there the Gemara mentions, the Gemara speaks about the concept of Yachid do Tshuva. And then the Gemara speaks, what about a Tzibur? And the Gemara says, sometimes a Tzibur is like a Yachid when you're able to equate a Tzibur to a Yachid. And the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Eine shalkecha bo itim l'toivo, itim l'ra. What's the case of itim l'toivo, itim l'ra? You have a change with terrible role. So the Gemara says the following: Ketzad, Harei Shal Yisrael is showing Gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. First was a rush for Rosh Hashanah. Upasku lehem kshamim muatim. They have only a little bit of rain. The exact thing was they have only a little bit of rain. Lesoiv chazru b'hem. Then they went and they didn't tshuva. Loisif alehem yefshar. You can't add. Shekvar nigzor gzeiro. It's already done. Shashanah is done. Take their rain. There was an amount of rain that was given. Very minimum amount of rain because they didn't deserve it. But they did tshuva. So then that rain will come down exactly in the place and time needed. So that will be enough. Hakol lefi ha'aretz. Now there's the opposite. Itim l'ro'a ketzat. Harei she'esol tzadikim gemurim roshan. They were tzadikim. Upasku alem kshamim, and there was nifsek of some rain, merubim, the saif chazu b'em, you get the opposite. They changed their mind. They went to the other direction. Lifchus b'em yivshar, to reduce the amount of rain, you can't. It's going to exerg zero. Ela krishbuchu moridom shalei bezmanom, ala oed shein atzuich alem. So what is it going to tell me? What it says, Rosh Hashanah is done deal. You don't change Rosh Hashanah's din. But the question is, how do you shift the Adin of Rosh Hashanah? How will it actually be implemented in this world? And that's what you have between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Olam Hazeh. Shana Yom Kippur, Olam Hazeh, you have the Adin of Olam Hazeh and Rosh Hashanah, and then you could go and shift it around until you get to Yom Kippur. But it's not changing. It is what it is. It is the, whatever you have Rosh Hashanah, that's what it is. The Gemara and Baal Basra, and the Fiyud brings also a story about that. That, I forgot the name of the Amoira, he saw that someone was he saw that his nephews will was nigzar on them that they're going to lose a certain amount of money in Rosh Hashanah. So what he did was he went ahead and he made them he made them take that money and give it to tzedakah. He basically went and he pushed them to give tzedakah. But he didn't take out. He wasn't able to be goyim from them. He asked for $10,000. They gave him $9,000. They're missing some money. So the next year, right before either Rosh Hashanah or Kippur, depending on the Girsa, came the king and taxed them this $1,000. So they got very scared. Don't worry. All you need to lose this year. So you see another idea. You have a gzeira. The question is, how do you implement it in the world? That's where you can have a cheshbon here. Similar idea to what we have here in the Gemara. So according to all that, the time that we have, comes at the following idea. And this is what really Ritzik Eisenhofer speaks about it. And Rav David Cohen in his Sefer takes it in a little different direction, but using the same idea over here. Olam Haba that the Goyen speaks about is not a din in Olam Haba. We're not judging it by Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the world to come. We're not there yet. Olam Haba is where do you belong to? Who are you? Who is Adam? He said, Tzaddik is a Rosh, is a Beinoni. That's what Olam Haba is. Now, what does it mean, Nigzal Chaim, Nigzal Mavis? So they're referring to, as Yitzhak Yitzchok explains, Chaim doesn't mean life that is in this world. It means the life which is the life, you know, the real life, life above. A Tzaddik belongs to a place in the world which is the real Chaim. He gets all the Ashpos from above. The Rosh belongs to a world where he doesn't really connect to Chaim. Shmuel Shapira, the son of Ramon Shapira, he was in town this last Shabbos. He was part of the Adapter Kol of our shul. And in Shal Shudis, he spoke. And he said something he heard from his grandfather, that he heard from the altar, Altar of Sabotka. That someone went to the altar and told him, Rosh Hashanah, everybody's so scared, what's going to happen? He said, hey, I'm so scared. You know, you have to be Nigzal Misa, so that's what's going to happen. Nishkefelech. Why are you so trembling? Why are we so scared about Rosh Hashanah? So said the Alta something gavaldic. He said, you know what you're scared about Rosh Hashanah? If from last year to this year, you're in the same place that you were last year. You were a Shmelzer before and you're a Shmelzer now. You were a Heschel before and you're a Heschel now. You're the same person you were before. Yeah, another year passed. That's called Misa. That's called that you're in Nigzal Mavis. In Rosh Hashanah, we have an opportunity to go up and reach new levels of ruchnius, new levels of aspiration, new level of connection. We're able to grow, to become greater people. If the other passed a whole year and he did not grow, that's Misa. That's what we're scared about. Not about the physical death, but the lack of progress, the lack of going to the next level. And that fits Mamish with this going. The tzaddik and the rasha is, who are you? Nigzal Chaim means you belong to the place of Chaim. Nigzal Miso, you belong to the place of Miso. That's the Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is not for your Olam Haba right now. We're not in Olam Haba right now. But that is in order to figure out how to implement the Din of Rosh Hashanah. Din of Rosh Hashanah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving every person something for Olam Hazeh. How do you go ahead now and you shift the Olam Hazeh? Where does it go to? Well, here in Adam, that's where the question is. If he belongs to Chaim, so then the Din of Rosh Hashanah, you know, his Olam Hazeh will be implemented that way, as the Leshem explains. If he is a Rasha, so then the Din of Olam Hazeh is in that way. The Cheshbon is based on the fact that he doesn't have Olam Haba. A Beinoni is someone who doesn't belong any place there. So he and a Chenami, he is someone, you have a special schus in a Beinoni, so we have to go, that he is, his Simon Chasima is only in Yom Kippur. Meaning he does not belong to Chaim Ovesnet. But still, Olam Hazeh comes Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. In Rosh Hashanah, the only thing we're judged on is Olam Hazeh. That's the thing, that's what we're focused on. And the process that we have in this world is going from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur to be nidoin, to be judged on what will be the Hashpas of this Olam, this world. A person is living in this world, that's what we need there. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. But in order to know exactly how to implement what happens in this world, you need to go ahead and know where's the Adam in his higher world, level. So that's the Shleish HaSor Niftachim. If you, the D.O.K. is the Shleish HaSor Niftachim. If you look in the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Shleish HaSor Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. The Sfarim Niftachim. Chachi Rishon Gemurim, Chachi Zeh Gemurim, Chachi Beinonim. What is the three Sfarim? Where a person is written. Now, what happens when you're written over there? Tzadikim Gemurim, Nichtav, 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 Now you have Chayim. Shoyin Gemurim, Nichtav, 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 I mean, the Sefers we belong to. And then you have the Chaim, which is the Chaim Aruchnim. Where is he? Is he Chaim Aruchnim in terms of Abba? That's what he's shaykh to. Now your question is, what does he go ahead and how do you implement that idea of Abba? So there's no two dinim over here. We asked, the question was, what do you mean you have a din of Abba? It didn't come yet. And how you divide the Lamaz Abba? So you're not dividing it. Adar Abba. Because I have a judgment going on from Olam Hazeh, from Shot Yom Kippur, so therefore I have to figure out what the Olam Haba is to know how to implement the Olam Haza. The opportunity is for a Beinoni, that his Olam Haba is not yet Kavua, you need to get to Yom Kippur, and his Olam Haza can shift accordingly. And about it, there's much more to be ma'arich on this, but this is the direction. The Olam Haba, just to emphasize the point, the Nidur Olam Haba, the Gemara means, it's not Nidur, it's not judge Olam Haba. It's not that you have now Psak Din, what happens to his Olam Haba. It's figuring out where he belongs in terms of Olam Haba. Is he now in Olam Haba? Exactly what we said. Is he in the direction to get to that world? So he made his Olam Haza and needs to base on that. If he's not there, so his Olam Haza is different. But the main focus here is Olam Haza. So going back to the Indian of Simonim, just to bring it to what we're doing here practically on Maisin in Rosh Hashanah, in the Shirum, the print for Amoshe now from 30 years ago, he mentioned an interesting nikuda. He says, you realize that Rosh Hashanah is the only moyed which is specifically connected to Umas Oilam. Kol boy Oilam Oirim Lefon of Gneimar. We have here now a discussion on all boy Oilam. Now, obviously, every moyed, it's a sukkah, you bring Shivim Purim, bring the 70, their animals to the Mizbech, it's connected to Umas, but it's not a chag that belongs to the Umas. Here it's every Uma and Uma. Here we're talking about a chag, which is an Olam Hazeh dik chag. Meaning it's judging here what's going to happen in Olam Hazeh. The main focus of Rosh Hashanah is the Olam Hazeh that we have. That's what's being needed in Rosh Hashanah, as the Gaon tells us. The main thing, and kol adam needed for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Just how do you fight this based on Olam Haba? What happens with the Uma Sohin? What happens with the Goyim? They don't have Olam Haba, so they have only Olam Hazeh. The Rosh Hashanah thing, this 10 days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a din on Olam Hazeh, which could be shifted accordingly based on someone's Olam Haba, if he has Olam Haba, if he doesn't have Olam Haba, if he's a Rosh Hashanah, so Olam Hazeh is different. There's a different, but the main focus, the main point over here is the Olam Hazeh thing. That's what the Umas Olam belong over here. That's what he says, that you have, we say, what do we say before Kiyah Shofar? We bring this, the Menatzeach, right, Levnei Korach Mizmor. We speak about all the Amim, we speak about all the Goyim, how they join forces with Am Yisrael. The Ramchal Maimar HaChokma speaks about the whole tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. You're bringing the right way of the world, how the entire world connects around Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the concept of Rosh Hashanah. The way the Olam Hazeh is going to be perfected. It's the Din Olam Hazeh. So it's how the Olam Hazeh is in the right way. The Simoni Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned the Maharal before. The Maharal asks, why do we do Simoni? What about Nichush? Says the Maharal, Gevaldik Yisrael. Says, the Simoni of Rosh Hashanah is not that because you did the sign, like because it was a black cat that someone passed away, that's why so-and-so is going to happen. That's upshot in the Simoni of Rosh Hashanah. So what Rosh Hashanah is, we have, let's say, a person who's needing lebrocha in Rosh Hashanah. You want to implement it right away. He brings a dumur from the Ramban that says in Chumash that that's what the Nevi'im used to do. You want the Ashpa to be Chal right away in this world. Because if not, you can lose it. As the Gemara says, you can lose the Hashpas. You can lose what Hashpa wants to give you. But the minute it has already a Roshim, it has already some kind of a Tfisa, a catch in this world, so then it's already here. If it's ready here, then it will continue. According to what we learn now, but in the Goyen, comes the big Gevaldik. Rosh Hashanah, you have a din. That could be shifted. So in order to make sure you don't shift it, you right away, chapa right in the simonim, and you do to Tepuch B'Dvash, you say Shana Tov Mituka, and you do all the simonim right away to catch on to it. It should be chal right away in this world. But the point when it comes to the Maharal is, we're talking here about the Olam Hazadik thing. That's why we want the simonim to be here. because we need to bring it down to this world. Every other moyed, as the Maharal says, other places. What is a moyed? What is connected to Moshe Mashiach? A moyed belongs to a higher place in the world. We're going to the higher level, a higher place. There we go, and we try to connect. You know, we go to a different place. The only chag we're judging on Olam Hazeh is Rosh Hashanah. We want that to be Chal Olam Hazeh. We have the simanim. That's a simanim that we have in Rosh Hashanah to bring down whatever we have to this world. And the obvious reason to that, with this will end, is if the world, the whole idea of this world, is to bring the whole Olam Hazeh, everything that we have here, the entire Gashmius, the entire Umas Olam, everything that we have from the most physical thing in this world, to connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchus Hashem Ba'olam is U'malchusoi Bakol Mashallah. So the din is on the Olam Hazeh, and the whole tefillah and bakashas had this Olam Hazeh will grow up, and all avodos have to connect this Olam Hazeh up to there. Until we bring down the simanim over here, simanim milsehi, to have all the hashpahs that Rosh Hashanah brings to the Olam Hazeh. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoyche, for Aksiva V'chasim HaToiva, going to Ben Shtiyar. It should be a Shana, we have all the hashpahs of Olam Hazeh that lead to the Olam Haba, to the real Chaim of the Sefer Mishnah Tzaddikim world.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.